Blog Talk Radio.
We're on Blog Talk Radio. We're also on Melon, as always, on the Melon channel, Facebook Live, of course, and YouTube Live. Call number 9, open mic 9 sometime. You call, answer. The open mic number is 5-6-3-9-9-0-7-9. Right there, I get to it. 5-6-3-9-9-0-7-9. This is No Cut Live. You're coming to you out of Sports City, Wilmington, South Carolina. That would ever mean. I'm your host tonight. I got Renegade Cherokee back with me again tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, got him back again. I told y'all I was going to come back.
Yes, indeed.
Bring him back. I'm going to try to do this on a regular chance to talk to him. All right, we'll talk about some things tonight. And those that want to call in, I'm going to see make sure I can do all of this other line while I'm sitting here. While we're getting the house of the way, don't call in with no foolishness. Be real about your calls. I just want to shoot we home before I get started. Here we are. So we're about to get started. Like, the subject tonight is gun control. And the reason why I brought this tonight, especially with this subject, because for most of y'all, you might not know. But at one point, I want to check the cameras out, make sure everybody's on. And I can see y'all in the chat room now, so if I want to go in the chat room, I'm in the chat room. Aquilata, how you doing? I can see who's in there. How you doing, Aquilata? Hope you're doing fine. We're going to talk about gun control from a different not from the NRA perspective, really not from NAGLE's perspective, but from the black community's perspective of gun control, how far I go back. The reason why I brought Cherokee on tonight is because the introduction, I don't know if you all know. Sorry, Aquilata, you good. I don't know, most of y'all know that this brother was probably in the state of North Carolina that I know of, was probably the only person I know that had a license to sell weapons. That's a heavy. I mean, you've been behind guns a minute.
Oh yeah.
I got back into guns because at one point I didn't even turn them, but I got back into guns. And started studying the courses, and I got with the NRA, and then I ended up going to NAGA, which is National African American Association. And I'm both now called NAGA and the NRA. But, so, I'll put you in to talk, because this is the last time we're going to talk about gun control. Where do you see the country going right now with gun control? And I'm going to talk as much as you want about it.
Okay.
And how it affects our community. Because every time I school shooting, the first thing I hear is gun. And I have my perspective that it's not really a gun. It's more political sometimes than a gun. Where did that? But what do you see that with gun control?
I see policy in the government. Mainly truthfully, their party, they're the ones who want so-called Hispanics in America, who have been most maligned, who have been most at the business end of a gun, most of anyone else. So it doesn't make any sense for blacks, and Native Americans and Hispanics also to just so easily surrender their weapons because tragedies happen. So it's like when a tragedy happens, they use it as a means to say, see, the bad. Look at what happened in Highland Park. Look what happened in Uvalde. Look what happened in Buffalo, etc., etc., etc. The same fools that did this, they didn't have a gun. There's some other type of device, a bomb, a rock, a knife, a machete, whatever to kill.
I'm gonna get you.
You know, straight up. One way or another, martial art.
I'm gonna get you.
Straight up. Saying people They want these people to die, they're gonna die. It just so happens that these kids take our God-given right. Our Messiah said to his disciples, sell your garment and buy school. So our beloved Messiah, Jesus Christ, his name is Thomas. It's that's read in the Bible. It says, he said, sell your garment and buy school. And one brother said he had two swords. Our Messiah said, it is enough. Two is enough. Five is better. Anyway, so they're trying to take our God-given right to own weapons because we, as people, can't fight God. It's like we follow whatever the Democrats said, whatever council member, whatever, whomever says, well, guns are bad and you shouldn't have them. No, guns are good in the right hand.
So you're talking about the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
I see it that when we're on the same sheet of music when it comes to gun control because I see that every time it comes up, the Democrats fight to take the guns because they understand that the Republican Party, in our age in particular, pays billions of dollars to politicians that are of the right perspective.
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving that kind of money to Democrats. So the Democrats, in political scope, the Democrats want to even the playing field. You got these Republicans that have been sitting out there in office for 20, 20, 15 years. They can't get rid of them. They got all this money. Where most of their money coming from? Their money is coming from the right because they, the ones from the NRA, a lot of them are coming from the NRA and those organizations that support what they're trying to do. My thing is, why don't y'all just support guns and get y'all some of the money too? Because I know you guys got guns in their house.
Most definitely. We'll keep them from up.
I know they got guns in their house. I know they got some. I know they just ain't relying on 911. So, playing with the Democratic Party, if you want to play the game, play it on the out. Go get some friends in the RA, get you some of that money too. Or either make NAGA strong, and we'll help you out. But, yeah, that's where we're at. So these school shootings.
Yes.
I think he's coming up. We're having school shooting after school. I just can't understand why. Hard to put metal detectors in school. And maybe I'm missing something.
It's because they don't want the metal detectors in white schools. You're not putting them in a majority black school. That's okay because they have them in them.
Okay.
When it comes to a white school like Parkland, or Parkland High School in Florida, that's what you call a white school, majority white school. They didn't have any metal detectors. And furthermore, they didn't have a school resource, sir.
As you might know.
Sir?
At the front door.
At the front door. You know what I'm saying? So they want to, this is a new norm. So protect yourselves. So don't look at it as a bad thing to have metal detectors at the school. Don't keep everybody.
Well, I've been pushing. So the girl last night, that's the comment the girl last night. So we watched this. If you don't haven't got it, go back to our page and watch the town hall meeting last night happen. MAGA Town Hall meeting is on my page. It's on the National African Research page. She made a good point. And I was like, she hit that. I was like, head on. So, because I've been getting feedback. And because I'm putting the new end of a town for the money. County, you got the money. Y'all got all this extra money.
Right.
Put metal detectors in every school and put somebody at the front door and check them and make sure they can't go out the back door. Or it's going to look like prison. And she made a good point. She said, when 911 hit, we put them in the
airport. Airports.
Exactly. And the airport don't look like a prison.
Sure don't.
You go in the airport, you check in, you go to the business.
That's right.
You go to a basketball game. You check in, you go to the game, go about your business.
Exactly.
The child got to go through the basketball game, football game.
Mm-hmm.
You go to football game, you check in, you go back to baseball game. You go to
prison.
So every sports project, you got to check in, a metal detector. You can't go in, go BBB, and go back to business. But now when we talk about high school, we're talking about we don't want children to think they're in prison. Part of it, number one, that the children are in prison anyway. Are they calling me? We can't hear? No, whatever told me we couldn't hear. Part of me tell me that the children are in prison anyway. Our children, they're in school. They're in prison, so what's the difference? But it's not making it look like a prison. It's making it safe and secure. Because when you have crazy people out of here, you respond to that you have crazy people.
Right.
So you respond to that. I look at the school shooting, I look at it, it's a simple fix.
It is. I agree.
How are you with these, how are you with taking the, I was doing it last night about the laws that now if somebody says something out of character, I can take you downtown and have your weapons taken.
That's too much. Too much. Some people are passionate. They may speak anger, but is that a reason to take them down because you think they...
Go back. I don't want to add right now. I'm powerful. I'm super. Now somebody get my video today because I'm not passionate. I'm not passionate. I'm going to go file for everybody right
now. Right. No. That's kind of crazy. Don't do that.
I do that, and they see that. That's that video downtown.
Right.
Man comes to my house and take all my weapons, and then I gotta go through a police in order to get them back. I want a minimum value to make sure I'm okay, because I'm passionately saying something out of character. So this is a warning, right? Quick, I'm doing a warning, right? For you all to count weapons, be very careful what you say out your mouth. And I know two cases in New Hampshire County right now. I know two cases in New Hampshire County right now. Where they're taking every weapon that the brother and the sister had.
I can't agree with
every
you.
Weapon that they went in and took everything they had and said something out of anger to the wrong person, and it was reported, and when it was verified, and this was there and heard it, and it was documented, that was the case.
That's going to be almost like kindness, status, rush.
Always affect us
So I can see who from that. Oh, gotta take Cherokee gun.
Don't take that. Don't get it. I say that.
You know the face.
You know the face. You be gorgeous.
The Caucasian folks, you know what I'm saying, they can get away with just about anything, including murder, before cops step in. This idiot that shot up the 4th of July parade, they were watching. Just watching. They were watching some of his on the web.
They gave him weapons. They had questions about his permit.
See? Because he was a white guy.
Yeah, they had a question about permit. And the brother at the stop sign, he shot him out 6 times.
Yeah, and then they got in there and said he was shooting the window. So he had a weapon on in the first place.
Well, he said it's on the window, but it was a full clip.
See? So it wasn't even fired.
Yeah. He had a weapon. He was in the car, but he had a full clip. So, like, I know weapons like you know weapons. So if he shot, he must have shot a clip out. And then put the clip back in. He had a full clip in there. He shot that one.
He shot nothing.
If he shot, number one, and hopefully it comes out in that particular case. I'm bringing the case of Akron.
Yep.
That case of Akron. It's going to come out because if he shot, we all know there's going to be residue in the chamber.
Thank
you. It's going to be on the thing, and it's going to be residue in the chamber. So we all know that's going to come out in the ballistics test anyway. I find out what is going on with it. Willie, how you doing? William, let's Pete Patterson, how y'all doing? Welcome to the show tonight. We talk about gun control here. I got Cherokee, who used to be a former of being a life diligent and having, but that case, we're going to find out that and more. It seems to me, though, that America, in other countries that have gun laws.
England, right.
Yeah. Other countries that have right to bear arms.
Oh, okay.
But you can carry on your lip. Like,
stuff like that.
Yeah, well, you can carry on. America's not a country you can carry on.
Canada.
You can carry on.
That's right.
Have you had any school shootings in Canada?
I haven't heard of any.
Okay.
Not one.
You heard anybody going to the movie theater in Canada shooting anybody?
Not one time. No.
You heard of anybody shooting parade in Canada?
No, I haven't.
Okay. But they have the right to bear arms.
They sure do.
They got the right to bear and they swing at people, and they so they keep saying about the guns.
Right.
Okay, they keep saying about the guns. But I've studied other countries that you have the right to guns. Yeah. America is the only country that I've seen so far. I mean, if somebody got some documentation, you send it to me. I'm talking tonight.
Right.
But I have seen school shootings on the rise.
Yes.
I have seen parades getting shot up on the rise. That I have seen the Capitol building get taken over on the rise. I have seen movie theaters, people just going off on the rise. But it's only this particular hemisphere. I go elsewhere in Canada, I tell them they have the right to be. Why is it that America is not good by its own culture? To say, maybe the chickens that you threw out.
Oh, they're coming home. Yeah,
they come home and hem you in.
Exactly.
Because you've been violent over the world in cases.
Exactly.
So maybe what you put out there, maybe what you formulated to the people, maybe what you, maybe just maybe.
I'm going
to
say yes.
It's coming back. Exactly. And you don't know how to deal with it because this violence that you've done everywhere else is now coming violent on you. You want to do is just take the guns away and not fix the problem. The problem is the systematic violence that is part of this American culture. You think you can bully everybody and not think it's going to come back to you? So that's where I see it's a social issue. It's not a gun issue.
Moral, yeah.
It's a social, moral, economic issue that they're dealing with. You think you can keep people in one condition and not? No, it's more players than this. And the guns, I've watched other countries. I mean, people can go see it. If you study other countries that have the right to bear arms, you don't hear anything because they know there's a consequence to pay in those countries.
Yeah, that's right.
You ain't going to let someone out here, right? That's what I'm talking about. It's going to be a fight if you bring it up. So it's a card that you put out here that anything goes, like a Wild Wild West. Anything goes. Anything goes. That's my thought. I don't know.
That's a good point, though. It's like, it's a whole thing. It's hypocrisy. This young brother got murdered by the police backing him. So, thug, don't even know the man. He's a thug. But the white kid that shot the parade up, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
he was a weird white kid.
A weird looking, emo looking dude, man. Looked like a person, man.
I thought it was weird.
Alien on.
Yeah. That's what you would do for that?
Yeah. Kind of inbred looking, you know what I'm
saying? He was weird. Looking. Like, yeah, he was like fighting.
He wasn't all
out, yeah.
He just wasn't all this.
Yeah. And I'm saying, fighting?
Yeah.
He walked in the police. I'm like, if he was in our police station, I'm like, you ain't getting, I had to do it. Yeah. And see, I know they do that. Because I'm here to the place that military can go get weapons here in Wilmington. If you're ex-military, you have to have an ex-military, be ex-military, or either be law enforcement officer currently. And you can be weapons. A lot of weapons to get weapons that have been redistributed out, that they have seized or something, they've been redistributed the weapons at a lower price. So that's the special last weapon I just bought. I had to go over there. I saw it. I asked the guy. So the guy, they had one. You know, I always have somebody take your paperwork. The guy took my paperwork.
Right.
I'm sitting there. I'm my wife with me there. So we're taking the paperwork. We're going through the paperwork. So then they have the other guy out. When the final proof.
Right.
After they get the paperwork. So he looked at the app. I could see him.
True.
So he looked, he was going to sign, he looked again, oh, hold on a second. He left.
Oh, man.
He was going to sign, the man already did his side of work.
Right.
He left. Mm-hmm. I saw him go on the phone, boom, 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 boom. So he's doing other stuff. Mm-hmm. He's going to double check. He want to make sure, I'm going to check myself before I sign. Okay. So he would have did a double check. He came back.
Okay.
Cool. Hmm. And the reason why he did it because this is going on right next to me is another guy. Get like me.
Exactly.
And that's my name like me. When you got, you know, I ain't saying that, you know, because things I'm going to give me the but I noticed that. I just took it like that on the chin. But I thought as a speak discrimination being either black or either because my name, you wouldn't do a double check on me, but you ain't doing a double check on him.
Exactly.
I took that because sometimes we gotta take it on the chin.
That's true.
Took that on the chin because I want to go there and buy me further weapons. But I just, I'm like, okay, that's how y'all operate. But we gotta go through that. Because that's what happens. We're being discriminated against on that end. But sometimes we gotta take them on the chin because the price is good.
Exactly. So.
Oh, you get a clock under three.
I like that.
You get five out of three. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We did with my family. I take that one up here. I take them on the cheese. So where we headed with this, man? Where you see America going with 25? Do you think they're going to pass these bills? Are they going to get it passed? Or just a few people right now? Or what?
I think, as I said, I feel like this government, be it the Biden administration or the next president, whoever the next president's going to be, they're going to take a massive grab for our weapons. But first, they're going to stop us. So we're going to be like the guys in the coal mines, so to speak. So we can take the guns from the blacks, Native Americans. We can get them from them, then we stop them.
You know, last night, that we're going to be the first one. Like she said, how you said they went and put that law that we didn't follow the procedures to go back.
Right.
Most of them take them from us, and we don't go through the procedures because we have people. Once you stop them, we go
right.
First going down, you know, you give me mine back.
That's right.
Go through the legal channel, get a lawyer, and fight to get you back. How you doing tonight, John? We just talking. I see John and Reese online. John is a friend of mine.
Okay.
And we were talking about that because I said he knows what I'm talking about. What we get when the Democratic Party plays this thing with the Republicans and the Democrats. What he was talking earlier, he's well aware of that. They play this game with the Democrats with, and the Democrats have guns.
Yeah.
They play the game because they just want to end the NRA money distribution and won't want to go into support them. But I mean, if you ain't gonna back them, if you gonna try to quit the fucking, I give you my money. And the same thing I'm saying with NACA. NACA, why should you give your money to the Democratic Party if not going to have to support the gun laws to help us keep the right to bear arms and keep our guns in place? Yeah. At the end of the day, they're right, and it is their right to keep that.
Amen.
I don't think I ever filed on anybody. No, I have never filed on anybody.
Nor me.
I haven't had to, but I'm not. If my life is in danger, I should have the right to protect myself.
Absolutely.
I'm praying to God. That would be the worst thing in the world.
True.
I mean, I've come from ex-military. That's one of the worst things in the world ever after we were working out. You never know what you don't have. I always tell my friends, I said, y'all have your weapons, but you don't put them out to fire unless your life is in danger. And I don't think you understand that. Just because you see those nuts going out shooting or shooting things, you think everybody that has a gun thinks the no. That's like putting all the eggs in one basket. John had a question. Oh, he said John said he had injected him on paperwork when he tried to get a shotgun. Yeah, I know it goes both ways. It goes both ways. Jerk him around sometimes. But I'm going to make sure they don't jerk me around. But if they do jerk me around, I'm still going to go for the if their price is right, I'm still going to sacrifice to take it. So where are you at now? Where are we at now with us as the organized? I love to get the back started here in Wilmington. We bet we get farted for a minute. And I'd love to get back started again. What do you see where that was?
I think it'll be successful. I think there's enough about people interested in the gun. It'll be a great success. Mainly the us need stress on family level. Get families involved. More than
interest. You know, so when you said that, I got that because
good.
I want that piece.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've always said, if you teach a 15-year-old how to handle a gun correctly, so you know, I watch whites, they take the shooting out ski shooting. You know, ski shooting, the guy that's in the Naga, there's a rich kid at a ski shooting club. But they 13, 14. He got one in his almost Olympic. They think they're going to make it for him.
Oh,
he can, he's on an Olympic track. Because I don't know people understand they take their children out and teach them gun control. Now, once I do that for you as an African American male, this is particularly for males, here's my thought process. As a family, how much I teach you responsibility of a gun. Now, you get into guns, you're still there. Once you reach your concealed carry your license and you own the gun, now you're on the history of the gun. You ain't going there. Run step in your toe, y'all fight, mother daughter. You ain't going there because you know once you lose that, consequence of losing that. You have something that you want to protect. So you might walk away from that argument, from that conversation, because he's losing my license. It's not worth. My attitude right now, because we are just deep. Me losing that license is not worth that, because that license allows me to check my license. I'm sure you understand that 16, 17, 18, 20, that license that you have allows you to check your family. And once I take that license from you, you've got that felony on you, you can have an own one.
I don't agree with that law.
Yeah, but that law.
It is. 1968. Control that.
Got it. How long
in effect? Well, it started in 1967. Mofa was preceded by Black Panthers going to the state of California.
There you go. Who you knew?
Oh, praise God. You know what I'm saying? So these brothers,
TJ
Hills, you know, so they was like, they went to the state law of California, which is another thing. So they were well versed in the general elections of California, state, etc. So they went to the state house. There was a law stating that you couldn't sit down in California with shotguns, with weapons, long guns, what have you. You know what I'm saying? So, they was coming to California, you know, when we started throwing. So, he said, oh, no, we can't have that. We can't have Negroes coming here.
Or if not, they're in there. TJ
Henry. Yes, sir. They walked up in there boldly with great pride. The governor was shook up. Republican governor, mind you, was shook up. So they got together with some legislators, and they came with the Mofford Act, and NRA supported Mofford Act, stating that citizens did not have guns in public. In public. 1968 comes along, turmoil, Democratic convention in Chicago. All this turmoil going on, Black Panther, all this right stuff going on. So they say, you know what, this is just too much. We're going to have to come with a law. If a man is a felon, he can no longer own a weapon. 1968, and it's in the ATF manual. So I don't know if they've done that, though. 1954, the law against citizens owning
my mindset.
But a mindset, you know, it's not for anybody. Like you said, if you teach youngsters 15,
but there's a, I think it's a Cincinnati, they already do. It's just, it's a program in high school. That's out the board, they ain't hearing. But there's a program already doing where they're teaching the responsibility at early age, 16, 17 in class, mm-hmm. in the school system. And they put it in there for that reason. So that when they get to a certain age, they know and understand the responsibility of the current account. That way, they will know what the consequences of using them wrongly.
Exactly.
Most of the time, are getting guns off the street, having them trained. They've been, most question I have, excuse my face to say it, but it is, we sometimes we do some things. They used to this. Remember some of the plan, they used to this, these guns on
right.
Games.
And they blasted on the street.
That guy on TV, get back up.
Get back up.
That guy on TV, get back up. That's all on your mind, over and over again. And get back up, blast and get back up. But now you got, oh y'all boom boom, y'all shooting, they moving, they shooting, they're not understanding the consequence of understanding when that bullet hits the body, that's what it does. Okay. They all that to teach a child all of that. You know what a bullet does when it goes in. Here's what a different levels of how this one goes this way, how this cat this is, how this goes out and comes out, comes in for out. Goes in, goes down, come back and shot everything in your body. Depends on what you should use. We look at
school.
They don't know that. So they're sensibly to educate them on the use and the proper use of guns, I think go a long way to curbing some of the violence. But now I might not want to fight tonight. I might not want to go see, I want to get it because now there's a certain conflict. They're not in the when they just shooting no conscience,
right.
Without conscience, they don't understand there's something you gotta, carry around
that's right.
the rest of your life.
Right.
When you finally get conscious, right now you acting unconscious when you just life over some earth.
Yeah.
That's what you're life over some money.
Some petty some fight.
Y'all just life over that, and you gotta wear that to finally waste it. You gotta wear that the rest of your life. Gonna be on you to carry around and affect you the rest of your life. Now, if you teach them that at a age, now
right.
you get them 18, 19 years old common sense.
Right, and I go for done first.
Yeah, because now I understand it's a consequence. I don't want to lose that. It's something I carry, it's something I need. Especially when you get them out there with that issue. Like a lot of times with the other communities, they take million deer hunting and
at an early age,
shotguns. They know how to use shotguns
at an early age. I shouldn't get a shot at anything. Right. So a parent is not well-versed in training job.
Yeah.
I'm talking about children. I'm talking about 8-year-old. So the shot 3-4 pounds of 4 pretty good for 10-year-old still kid. Weapon, show them how to aim, control, so on so on. I mean, let's be personal. I'm somebody guilty on the street. So I would say even have children younger than that kind of you're a soldier, I'm a soldier. You're in the military. You're not to train anybody how to have a weapon. You know, everything
sure.
good. Excuse me. Right. So as young as possible.
Oh, they got them in your brain right now.
Yeah.
You're in your brain.
That's right.
Okay. They did.
They didn't.
All hands on deck.
Most definitely. You know.
All hands on deck. They don't care what hands you're in your brain.
That's right.
And you fight. And you shoot straight. That's all we're talking about. Hell no age. Can you hold a weapon? And can you shoot a shot? That's all they know. Yeah, they prepared it. So, yeah.
Right. I know what you're saying. This is America.
Yeah, this is America.
Exactly.
I didn't teach him at an early age.
Exactly.
I don't know when he come back at home. Because I didn't teach him early. But yeah, I'm well for a tip because now it's your responsibility. Now you don't have a case for a child at home and then shot the kid up or shot themselves because they do not know. No. Because in the home, you should be taught probably everything about that gun.
Exactly.
Never forget, remember the movie, with somebody called
Knox. Yeah, right.
Richie was looking for the gun. And it has a quick skip switch on it. Cause you can be single if you use your thumb and click the semi, and now you can take your finger off that you just come across real quick,
right.
Or whether you got finger mission, it's right there when you just real quick. And go from automatic semi, you had them long, you take them down and flip them a tie in, take it up with a banana clip, take that back with it, turn it back around, boy,
around
60
rounds.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not hard to find one. Yeah, the semi, they think we don't need them, but why not?
Why not? But the bad guy, I'll tell you what. We could do an experiment. We could say, let's see how fast you can go buy a gun on the streets tomorrow. Meet some law-abiding citizens, let's see how fast they can go get a weapon. I got to release it out with the Knicks. It's now e-check now. Most of them did on paper.
Yep.
Now they got the e-check where you do it on the computer. And sometimes it takes 30 to 1 hour. But a guy who's a criminal, he needs a jammy, he needs a gas, he needs a tool. Yo, what's that dude that sells over such? Yeah, he's still doing it. Yeah, man. Yeah, all kinds of things. They got people, they got doctors there. I can do that. Go find this guy. We'll see if he's got full. I got one too. Short weapons. I'll take that. And I'll take that. That'll be $3,000.
You still sitting there waiting for it? So he got it. I can't have it.
You know what I'm saying? Listen,
like,
that's wrong with it.
That's a barrier.
Yeah, most definitely. Looks like Amendment. Therefore, right to bear arms. I shouldn't need a purchase permit. I shouldn't need a concealed permit. I should no capture all
well, I see, need. I'm an open carry. And the reason why I say open carry a lot of times is because especially these chickens.
Right.
Okay. These people are so
awesome.
I walk in the store, the front of the store, I got a dude in the front of the store, he got a carry. That's the guy that worked for the store, open carry. On him. Walking the store, I see the clerks. They don't care. They got one on them. Now I'm walking down the aisle, I'm looking at customers. They got one on them too. No way. There's a whole lot of people that don't hear. They don't care. I make it out of here. But you know what? I think I'm going home and get me a ham sandwich, chicken sandwich, turkey sandwich, two or three fish on them. I'm not going to be and with all the people got, I'm looking at him and they need him. So that's why I always told people, hey, you call my open carry. I'm walking Walmart, When they got out of here. I go to Walmart, I take my t-shirt or whatever I got on, I take it over, across, and I let them see the open carry. That way the customer a process of turning something up in here. Understand? You ain't coming down my aisle, I'm on without getting some anger back at you.
Right.
I think that's how people should think, because now we can protect the stores and protect our children, protect ourselves, and protect them. I just talking to you now, I understand it. It's a mindset. It's mindset when it comes to these weapons and thinking, oh, you're going to get rid of weapons, you're going to get rid of people. You ain't gonna have to get rid of all the weapons.
They're out there in the street.
And if not, they ain't gonna be press them all. America makes his money selling weapons. It's the biggest lot of capital in the world.
Exactly. Ship weapons all over.
All over. So I mean, you think you ain't gonna stop that trade? How is that economic?
It's like Canada. What you did hear about? So he, after what happened was he got the shooting. He banned the sale of handguns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, that happened. That's pretty far away from Canada. Why are you banning handguns for Canadian citizens who had nothing to do with the situation you got? That's a knee-jerk reaction, and it's going to put people's lives in jail because they can't carry. And especially a woman who has a purse that's buying a Lexus, they got these purses. Because you got a nice big Glock 21 or something, you know, and she got a purse, so she's, you know, to go. But now the woman is defenseless and she can't.
Sure. But the only way, with that knee-jerk reaction, when you did is open your black pocket up.
Yeah.
So now, I'm the counter, that be some good. Because I can buy them and take them over.
Absolutely.
So you, the only thing you're doing is opening your black market up. Whenever you make those knee-jerk reactions, what you do is open your black market up for more practice.
Absolutely.
And more guns that you, at least the one you saw in your track.
Right.
You know who got it.
That's right.
Boy, the guy got it, I don't know he got it.
Exactly.
I don't know where he got it. And I can't track it if something happens. I can't if something happens later, I can't track it back to the individual. Other than the guy who bought it, stole it from.
Exactly. Pawn shop, they
find out who you stole it from.
Nope.
That's a good conversation.
Yeah.
Close it out. What you got, man?
Well,
close us on. Take us on home.
Brothers and sisters, give up your guns. Brothers and sisters who own guns, firearms. Get at least two. Side piece and a long gun. That's on the right. Don't let certain people in the government, mainly the Democrats, college believing that guns are wrong. Guns are good in the right hands. Once upon a time, our forebears been put out of their houses and lynched. And our women raped because they didn't have firearms to protect them. These people have a history of being victims. 2022 is time. Stop being victim and to arm yourselves. Arm yourselves, brothers. There's
What's your favorite brother?
My favorite.
Your favorite brother?
Oh, Robert F.
Robert F.
Yeah, now, okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, that brother. that man's been Robert F.
If y'all don't know, you can start real quick.
So, Robert F. he was the head of the NAACP branch in Monroe, North Carolina. 1958. Had to ride to Newtown to Black Power. See something a little different. This goes on. Robert F. Williams, his constituents, all World War II and Korea war vets, armed to the teeth with surplus weapons. And came through, they shot the plan. They ran away. The next day, Monroe and they made it against the law. Anyone to ride through in like a procession through the town. So that suspended the Klan activity in Newtown. Before that, the Klan would go to Newtown and they would shoot black feet, making black and stuff. Robert F. Williams, Robert F. Williams and his they have weapons and they would fight. But he's my hero. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Negroes with guns. That's good. Thanks, brother. Negroes with guns.
That's the people.
Oh, come with fences, no covers, ranking in essence, and give that book. Please get it.
I got one for your life.
Absolutely.
I keep coming up with one. If you talk about Will Buckle, he has what happened in that book.
Yeah.
Negro, he has to give you a scenario what happened. Because I didn't know they was protecting Kenya before. I didn't know Robert them used to protect Kenya and them on those marches. They were groups like that that were in the woods at night.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't peace and no violence. But they had brothers like him in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
On the marches. Those brothers were in the MVP. They were like, okay, we might y'all don't care. We got real. Mm-hmm. We got the out. So a lot of times, the marches were just big up the street, and they were sitting out there shooting at them, somebody was firing back. It's not violent on this end. But your brother was out there reacting to the other end. Don't make sure they get through. He's acting up in here, because we're going to try to stop our time. I was going to know that. So Robert Williams was one of the main people that was, during that time period, was advocate
He did sit-ins where when they did sit-ins before, they were cigarettes found on them.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Hold on.
Spit on them and stuff. Right with this man.
No, but he didn't see that number. Put that shit on his head and go to. Hey, that's it tonight, folks. Glad y'all talking about tonight. We are with Peace and
Blessings.
We always did no covers. I'm tongue-tied. Ranking Street. 515 Ranking, you catch us over here. We'll be here. My new one coming in first next week in July is going to be from 4 to 8 in the afternoon. Close on 4 to 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, we open at 10 o'clock, and then Saturday, Sunday, we open from 10 to 10. We're always closed on Monday. So if y'all want to try to pick up some books, pick up some literature, just want to come back, chat, have a couple games of chess, get some ginger beer, some bean pie. We're here. David Walker, Economic Education Health and Culture Center, which is also housed, No Covers Incorporated. I'm your brother, Dial That Amin, No Covers. My brother, Renegade Cherokee. Back up. Yeah, peace and blessings.